kumfwa kufyo Petero wale yasikana na Kristu eh na chivande tontonkanya ya furunganya nefe na chipeka bantu listening to him I started thinking of how we were brought up bantu munganda takwa ali pita no shita kwa batu tu zinki pakona kilia ngavunga pakudia mwa yasamba mu hai kwale baka dish kamo ake na vitra kwa menshi inganda yonse kusamba muri ake na ka dish eh so batata babalira po basamba hai bamaona bonga mulira na kutabalira na bakashana ku kitchen na bo basamba yero rombo mukala mbapo ifwe ba face bond walikotoka privilege wasamba yero mwako mukala kila fine paka fino mwaicho rombo mwaicho ale sasamba menshi Panta kwale wo tontoka na chukutu wa itila, tuatapila po yambia ini. Pantu lupua. So nanguwa sambi ya lai na menji, chitilifewe. Na paku kuishanga mwapuisha, kukonka, na upua kare, ulelo lelafi. Aini, yelo wafi ashi vesu, vale kukolako. Ne, na wateka na umtima, kaya mwachila kutikila mwachila shinga. Kwa na wateka na umtima. So kwala umana kuminwe, yelo nomba muise mkusa, mkusamba. Nomba mwishikuwa isa kwe, vati, samba. Boa number one. Kwe na chale shupa. Ine na ino ine nchita kwa tichila nchupa. Aini. Kwa isa afike nchita imu watu atawa isa liko kufuposa kwa sana ama nwefia kutila. Ewa kwa ila po kusamba. Finisho leo ya nao kushare. Akusamba. Aini. Kabe mkwangala. Numbo wa ingili la mo. Ah, sambe. Tema setting. Feti kuba kutoba molu. Aini. Bandu walishi wefi uruta ambiru waba. Wakalamba. Ewa kwa ila po kusamba. Ero mweba iche. Nimo mwalekirishi. Na ifo enda ya tuwa mbo kukula na ifo ya ba iche kula watatela raisi. Nga ewo niwebo lipo kuwa lilapo. Aini. Elu wale konga mfila fili. Ifo ya alevo. So kumfwa kuli pita, I started thinking about those days. Because now it's different. Now there is otuma sinki filia. Ba kuleta kwa kusopo wale. Tako filia. Tako wa filia vya kutila watata. Tawa mayo wa ilepo kusama. Elu nga nifuwe ndeleleko. Bunse ma fork number knife. Aini. Tako nifia kulo ila tusambe kumino chula shani. Kufika febo nse mwaki. Mwa chitana ila ine, mwa selula no kuselula. Te fin, this side if yetakuli fia ku, fili complicated. So, I was thinking about that kind of a lifestyle. And then, I started thinking about Peter. Because Peter was a Jew, and he was a proper Jew, and he understood the Jewish culture or the traditions around Judaism. So for Christ to say, I'm going to wash your feet, it was difficult. He couldn't accept. And as an elder, so to speak, he tried to demonstrate, to say, no, it's not right. We are your followers. You are our master. Can't lower yourself to the level of a slave and start cleaning my shoes. You can't lower yourself to this kind of a standard. But he tried to show that alifundwa. Ali kulabuino, mu yuda, uwa pekanishi wabuino, uwa kanishi wabuino. So the church tefi pusene kwa hao. Numba chini kwa Kristu, alefu ukutukulete finu tuwe fipia. Kanishi mwewa mjinane, efu na chivan ton ton kenje, fiala pelenga nefu mpekenye fionsi. Now going back to what we are celebrating today. I said earlier that we are entering into this sacred Paschal Triduum. And it's a time during which we solemnly celebrate as a church the greatest mysteries of our redemption. So we celebrate this by paying special kind of attention to the memory of our Lord, his crucifixion, his burial, and then finally his rising from the dead. So we have now entered into this period of time in which we really enter deeply into these mysteries. But today is a bit different. Today is a special kind of a day. As alluded to earlier, we are celebrating, first of all, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. We have heard in the second reading where Christ is giving his body and his blood. And he's saying, do this in memory of me. There is a continuity in the life of Christ.
And we have, it's not a celebration, like, or it's a, not an institution or a memorial like we have these other memorials. It is basically celebrating the presence of Jesus Christ in our midst. Christ is saying, I'm going to be with you always. Eh? And in John, somewhere 5, 6, they explain very well the significance of the body and blood of Christ. Christ took time to explain what this really means. So today we are celebrating this institution. Eh? He wants to continue being in our midst. And he wants to feed us with the bread of life. And to give us the chalice of our salvation, his own blood and his own body. Yeah? This is what we are celebrating today, my dear brothers and sisters. And not only that, we are celebrating the institution of the priesthood. Tulese fya upatirisho. Pantu efyo Kristu, efyo lesa afwa ile. Once he instituted the Eucharist, he needed ministers. Like me and my brothers, and some of you feel called to, you are not yet late, to continue in this ministry of Christ, in this ministry of priesthood of Christ. So Christ institutes as well this priesthood. It's a gift that he gives to humanity, a gift that he gives to the church. I don't know whether you see us as a gift to you. Aye. gift. But if you're a such that you're a little bit. I remember one day to a Rusaka pilgrimage, Lucheres, Diashiria Gemk, while I valet and valet Cosserisha. Take away shop like Ethia Busseme, Pandu Upa Tibusuma San, Ethia Kupef, Ula Chulas. Hey, Vadu Pau, Uchulas. Hello, Mwaisa Shibuka, yo, Mune, Ne Wapo now, Pila, judge the body, Rex. How we are Kosanukos, Vala Kanganum. So bambereva chawo chintu chivi bambina wachawo chintu chisuma nomba icho lesa chita chisuma ifa tukumana na fyo ni fimbi fyo fisa fipano lero icho lesa chita chisuma nobupati lisho mwine chisuma sa aini bantu lesa jivika maka mubana wakwe inema mliba ifu fwe bantu waba fye fye aini umwine nga lefuwa yanga na isa yabati meni mwende kwenda Pavula problem. Aye. Gamwan Shupa San Angel, Tamamunewa, Milo, Tiachtik. If you're a such star, instituted the priesthood. Can't you play like F? But at a value fund in a chin to Chimum party in Anguavi Peshan, Tewa Quesho Toshana. And I've kept those words. Some people have died mysteriously. We can't even explain because they fought with an anointed of God. David knew that if you have anointed, they question kata. So to be careful. Umwe ina chita institute. Usunga buino, no kuchingirira buino. Aye, no kumfuisha buino. Echo le sachita institute. Mwina tutamba. Mwa mwina, take a piece. Mwana mwana wale smile na wonfwa ku. Kanchi we umfwa ku itengole inyanta wila. Fyobe ifo to reach to enjoy. Pandulesa if you achita. If you afwa ile. Hain. We share in the priesthood of Christ. Seen as though we are, but we share in this great mystery. That is why you need to pray for us constantly. Support us. Be there for us. Sometimes we suffer. Sometimes we need a shoulder to lean on. We need somebody to say, Father, courage, God loves you. It's not only me to tell you God loves you. You need also to remind me of the fact that God loves me. Aye. Pakutira yonzi, bonze pamo, tulendela cha pamo. Impanga nakachema, valendela pesa, pamo. Efo chufiro kuba. Techo cheka, today we also celebrate this great manifestation of love.
Love that is genuine. Eh? Love that is unconditional, self-giving. Eh? Love which to donate. Today, the words of St. Paul are becoming a reality. Not so long ago, a couple of days ago, we read the fact that Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. I think nalefunda kubali a thing to be grasped. He did not count equality with God. He was a God, but he humbled himself. He lowered himself. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. This is what we read in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. He lowered himself, he humbled himself. And today we see this word being fulfilled. This is exactly what Jesus Christ is doing. And he's manifesting this in this act of washing the feet of the disciples. He's always talking about the first being the last being the first. And today he takes the last place, the lowest of the places. So, Jesus Christ, my dear brothers and sisters, he simply invites his disciples to look for a place. He even has a place in mind. He has that upper room. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, if you are wondering where we are in that upper room with our Lord Jesus Christ. Na hatuchita invite kumite beto. Balaba achila abuta uka, balani balaba ibera tiwe kabia ni mwala sangashani uko, mwe ba tulefu atupeka nchekwe mite beto munga ndayo ove shani shani shani, na inate mkanyai. Very nice. This is what they did. He wants to be fair in a very nice manner, a dignified manner.
Just imagine you take her out to a nice place. Ka nice dinner, cafe or dinner, they feel. Maybe Mawalita go Fatmo somewhere here or there. Aye. Maybe Mawalita go pa Leisure Palace somewhere. You don't want to send up a Muleva liar. You're just simply saying, my love, I'll be going out for a couple of years. Aye. Take care of yourself. I'll be back. Aye. You don't say I'm going forever. No. Some they go forever. But you don't say I'm going forever. I'll be coming back. You assure her. Aye. And that is what Christ did. You do it in a very solemn manner, such that every day she'll remember that day. Every day she'll have that desire to call, to talk to you, because of the way you left her. No manga mwabashafye, tabakale mibukushari, wabatushirefe, fubayirefe. So kea fumweba yayaya. Mule elayabu. Okay. Yes, watu lange nshila. Alelaya. Numba ukula ya kwa kwe. Tekula ya kwa kutila ndeya forever. I'll be with you. That is why he prepares this nice banquet for his disciples. He eats with them. And he tries to help them understand what is going to go through and what is going to happen. He tries to show them this transformation. This Passover, this new kind of a Passover. He's not bringing something totally new, but he's just changing the meaning, the symbolism. Adding value to what they already know. Okay? Because in the first reading, we told about this lamb that they are slaughtering. This is the thing that the practice that they have always had. The blood saved them, and the blood of Christ saves us also. When he told them to slaughter this lamb, he said, you share, you eat together with your family. So, some of us are preparing our Easter celebrations. I don't know whether you are thinking of your neighbor as well. In the first reading, there is the thought of the neighbor.
nga fyafuna tekuyakukosa mubini balaba kusa ebisooso bagezese ndaawo koba neba efyoalela
And the blood you smear on your doorpost. Because when I come and pass, I don't see that blood. You are gone, equally gone as the Egyptians. They feel. So he's now bringing a new meaning to this symbolism. Okay? So what is happening in this night, in this upper room, is something very, very important. And we need to pay particular attention. So Christ is like the host. He's hosting his disciples. Okay? Because it's his idea. And just imagine, you are a host. And you should have people who are helping you, right? Ringing among the host. There are very few hosts. Now we are Kunganda. You can be on a nice table, but there will be a maid doing the serving. Not so. The owner of the house will just be like, okay, let him come in, but you are on a very nice table. Now, Christ is hosting them, and now he takes the place of the servant. Not only does he serve them, but he also now goes down to wash their feet. Because in the Jewish custom, even the Muslims, they do this. When they go out, they come back, they always be ablution. And then, so, Christ abu lechata cha musha. Abu kusamba abantu wa makasa. So, host becomes the servant. And if you pay particular attention to your life, you realize that most of the times Christ prays or plays the role of a servant in our lives. Right? Christ will always serve us. Christ treats us like kings. Christ will always treat us like kings. A very simple example that I may give, fall sick today. The Lord will look for the best doctor for you. Aye. And doctor will crack his head because of you. Aye. And we don't even think of the fact that it's Christ who's organizing stuff like this for me. Table of it. There will always be somebody to save you. That is how Christ does it for us. So Christ humbles himself, he empties himself, and he becomes the servant. This is why, as I said in the beginning, for Peter it becomes very difficult. It becomes very, very difficult to accept that kind of a humility. But Christ wants us to learn this kind of a humility. This simplicity, being of service to the other. Christ wants us to show this kind of love. He wants himself to be an example of humility, an example of love. I was listening to someone as I was preparing. He was talking about love and was asking, how do you look at love? He gave a very nice example, which I'm not going to give, but he was saying things like, sometimes don't pay attention to love as love. When we think about love, we only think about pick and pay, pick and pay. We only think about places like Shinachalum, Bulaleja Palace, Rikes Mokun Makuria, or we think of places like Patwachrumbla, Paprotia, stuff like that. When you are taken there, that is love. Aye. Bamtuala kopa dollar swimming pool apa. When you are taken there, that is love. Okay? That is the love that we know. If we are asked, what is love? That is the kind of love that we talk about. Not so. That is love. That is love. And you say, this man loves me because he bought this for me. He took me to that place. He did this for me. He did that for me. But this man was saying, love can also mean something more, something different. And it made me think of Places like Fueba Kwete Kwe Shuko, they have to enjoy life ya mu mine area. Aine, they have to call it the Kuliba Ayama, Erumba Waisa. Kai mwa itakuwa kuposa kusana manu fileji, tika rumba wa mtu waliko kutu waliko observant. Erumba leta ovalo, waishwa ovalo, def. Not Ayama wexuit muleme kela mwesh these days. Kwa Ayama ovalo, aine, na ikuata na grease, katushinga ni oil. Tawishwe na kala nga ya blue, nga ya shani. Vaisa itu ni kampung. Ma ilo wafu ile waya ifuwala ili ya oval. Mam, wanti, you take very good, enough time, kuwashe, utakuwa ina machine. Bali pio mula neshi, oval. Aini. Wawasha, wachisa, awishmaini, avika na mkano neo, mailoku ya kuisa, kunchito, ovalo na itashani, na iwanishwa. But when you open it and you look at it, as a child, you don't think that this is a symbol of love. Okay? Because of this dirty overwash that my father uses, wears. Because of this dirt, this mud, this oil, this grease, I am going to school today. I am eating something. When I fall sick, I'm taken to a nice mine hospital. It's because of this dirty kind of a work. And this man will say, this is love. Okay? When you're dying on your death, on your bed, or I don't know, deathbed or bed or whatever, there will be somebody there taking care of you. And that is love. And mainly those people, we even forget about them. When we get well, they will go back to the village. Aye. Because what we can bang and about quite in stock. So Natwalwala Ishkusha Flapo. They will call somebody to come and take care of us. Ngatwapola, Bab with them. We even forget about them. This man was saying, this is love. And this is the kind of love that Jesus Christ is trying to help us to think about, to see. There's somebody dying every day so that you and I can have what we have. So that you and I can be where we are. There is humility in our parents. I think we can give a round of applause to our parents, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you. Because even for us to celebrate our ministerial priesthood, it's because of them. There is great humility. They will spend the whole day per market. Saying, I don't know ngamulembwe, nganishani, so that I can be taken to school. It's a symbol of great humility. Sometimes you're not even proud of showing your friends that this is my mother. Because she's a marketeer. Somebody will be saying, meet my mom.
Mom.
You won't say, meet my mother because she's a mother. Please, if you are mother, fill up, son up. Sometimes you're not proud of them. But there's great humility. And Christ invites us to look at that kind of a humility today, as we celebrate this kind of a feast. And to conclude, my dear brothers and sisters, Peter is arguing, like always. Iwete ti unsambe, ngole fuaganchi unsambe no mutwe fionzi, no mubiri fionzi. And Christ is saying, uwa, taka vila kusamba, te fini, kanufia makasa. People have given different interpretations, and I found one which was very important, which I said maybe I will share with the congregation today. They were saying, look at it in this manner. You and I have received a baptism. Not so. And once you are baptized, you are forever baptized. Ngamulefo kushinikisha tivari wa riu. Ulubatisho tupoka kunonga waka ya wa titu walu chitari kogunaisi. Ni nshinawe, braba palamina wakuchishinga. Aini. Nombanga wae wa fiatu wala kubachana kabili. Awe ni nshi kuwa ya wayafi. Efyo Kristu wale elanda. So the baptism that we have received, my dear brothers and sisters, we cannot again be baptized. We can of course renew our baptism. Yes, that we can do. We renew our baptismal vows on Holy Saturday, Easter Vigil. We'll be doing that. But Christ is saying, "Taule kabila kusamba kanufia molu." So we have a baptism,
But because of who we are, sinners, weak men and women, there is the sacrament of confession. Bantu amakasa yatutwala omwale kana lekana. Kampasi ya makasa yali lubanaku. Bantu abato alafu mafe wa momuno. Kampasi ya lalo la limbi. Kabuata ya lalo la somewhere there. So kampasi ya makasa yali wakupea lubanaku. So amakasa atuenda chitashani. Amakasa chibe mbana linda babati. Kwa ila kwa insu sema. But if a Christ wala nafya kutila, kanufya makasa, pandua makasa umu ya kupisishe mwingi. So kusamba kwa makasa. Taule ikabila pandu, you are clean already. Now, ukiyomu wa makasa yachi kutuwala, yachi ya kukowesha kupanwa. So in sacrament yachi la pilo ya isa, pakutila, benga tusamba kwa makasa. In short, watu sambe kwa tumasambi tuotuleisa mkuponina mu along the way. So original sin has been wiped out by virtue of our baptism. But there are those dead sins that we need to wash away. And that is why Christ is saying, you only need to wash your feet, not being rebaptized again, no. Okay? Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, let us enjoy and celebrate this day. Let us give glory to God for the institution of the heart of our faith, the Holy Eucharist, and the ministerial priesthood, which makes this mystery a reality. Simple as we look, Kristo alekapa. Whether you like it or not, Kristo enalitajani through these very hands. Because he instituted this mission. So, tufile tu asefia. Mwilangu fila jealous. Mwile nsadike lako. Kero futi, we celebrate and meditate on the humility and the love that I've tried to share with you. May God bless you.